Merkle Media.
Driver's door, ran out the side of the car, crossed the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Then do I have to come to Shoemakerville, or can I just do this from my house?
If you had a microphone at your house, you could definitely do it at your house.
Oh, I'm liking that. Well, wow. Oh, I shouldn't say I'm liking this.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I could have a microphone, but it could be in the corner.
So not literally as long as you have the internet and an internet connection.
Forget it. I don't have internet. I'm on AOL yet.
What?
He literally has dial-up.
I have dial-up yet.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, you got to come to Shoemakerville unless you want to upgrade your life. What the heck is wrong with you? It's 2023. Like my children came out of the womb farting Wi-Fi signals. Like, literally, what is wrong with you?
Hey, in my area, you know, they say Fios is coming. Well, Fios has been coming to our area for 7 years now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You found the remote area of Pennsylvania that I wanted. What the heck?
I mean, I'm surrounded by $600,000-$700,000 houses. You think they'd be there already.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no Comcast.
I bet they are. He just is too... No, never mind.
The best I can get is some cable. You know, that's the best I can get.
Yeah, I certainly do hope we're recording all of this.
You should ship. You should do the math and see how much you spend in gas as opposed to how much the upgrade in internet would be.
Yeah. Well,
this is why I'm asking. You know, I'm not trying to be a dick about this.
That would be
asking questions.
That's a you.
Are you sure you're not?
No, listen. Somebody from Astound came by.
Yeah.
I guess formerly RCN.
Yep.
You know, and they asked what kind of internet that we had for you know, my wife, and my wife says AOL. He says, "You need this, call me." That was a sales pitch. My name is Jim. Call me.
I promise he's not a Jehovah's Witness. He's not just going around trying, you know, pretending to be a freaking cable, you know, guy.
But yeah, but I mean, all these, you know, $800,000 houses that are around me, there is no Comcast. Because I thought for sure, you know, they got underground services, this and that. I figured for sure this, you know, is getting piped in.
Well, RCN is cable. I mean, that's cable internet, RCN.
Well, see, Astound. RCN, they changed it to Astound because of RCN got a bad rap. Because, like, every month the cable bill went up for no reason for
the
internet.
So you changed the name and protect the guilty.
I had Astound while I was up there, and their prices aren't that bad. So you can get pretty cheap internet.
Astounding. That's what this guy says, you know. But, you know, like I said, you know, my wife and I, we're not up to change. But, I mean, you know,
if it saves you, if it saves you the 2 hours of driving plus the gas money. Yeah, I mean, that sounds reasonable.
Well, look, it's just the idea of trying to get to AOL mail and you're watching the hamster wheel turn.
It sounds like it's worth a try there, Shipper.
It does, doesn't it? And And now you know the technical difficulties of this show.
Right.
I know.
It's amazing the show goes out every week.
It is, well, you know what? It's not because of us. It goes out every week.
It took a long time to get you to know how to get the show uploaded and everything. So it's...
Now you're changing it again.
I finally get all the download stuff right. I finally have the Dropbox thing that I'm doing properly. But now you don't even have that.
We got
rid of that 4 years ago.
You learned all this stuff, and now we have to take it out of your head.
This is crazy. This is so crazy. All right. The wheels are going to go off so fast.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Schiffer.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you listen to any of this conversation prior to this intro, you know, I don't know, you may not want to, but if you do have a crazy and wild story, you go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage and hit the contact section. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. As our illustrious, fearless leader always says, just get a hold of us. We don't care how it is. Just get a hold of us. We'd love to talk to you. Chibbert, tell them about the voicemail line.
Voicemail line, short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. 515-585-MERK. That's 515-585-6375. Short story of anything you saw on the road, something happened to you, wheels off the bus come rolling at you, whatever. You leave a voicemail, we'll compile them up, we'll do a voicemail show. You got anything longer than that, get a hold of Jack so we can schedule you to be on the show. As our technological advancements are astounding as leaps and bounds as we're going on the road here.
Yeah.
While you're on the website, check out the Keep Us Fueled section. Buy me a coffee at HammerLane/.
No.
Yeah. BuyMeACoffee.com/HammerLane.
There you go.
That's what it was. Virtual tip jar. If you like what we're doing because of the improvements that we're making here by leaps and bounds, feel free to leave a tip. If not, thanks for looking. While you're looking, check out the gear section. We don't have hats, just telling you now, Randy. But everything else is there. You see something you like, grab it. We're available on all the social media platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and anything else we got going on.
Well, all of that stuff being said, this is an awesome freaking... I mean, this is just cool. I mean, it's just really... this is awesome to me.
This is our technical savvy show.
This is our technical savvy show. We have two special guests today. Two, count them. One, two. We have both Jackson, the producer, and Tony, the magnificent, the big man in charge of the Merkel Media Empire guru.
Yes,
is with us today. I'm telling you what, it's exciting. I was actually really excited that he said yeah.
Special guest, say hello.
Hey, this is Tony. I'm back. Thanks, AI Tony. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for filling in for me.
Wow.
It's all right. Such a good job, too. Freaking A. It's so good to talk to you guys. Thanks for, spending some time with us today and catching up and
walking us through this
was no walk in the park. Yeah, I can tell you that.
So I learned the Facebook button thing or FaceTime thing.
I feel like I was standing on the tracks of the roller coaster and I got hit. So we
had to kind of do some troubleshooting there in the beginning because you guys were using Skype and I forgot that and I canceled Skype on you a couple of weeks ago. And so you're like, the last couple of weeks, your guests have been like, hey, it's not working. You're like, I don't know what's going on. It turns out I almost derailed the whole operation. So,
well, only on our end. So the whole operation isn't that big. So
you would think the producer would let us in on that little secret.
Anyway, maybe we might be changing the whole system up on you here. We're actually doing a trial run right now as we speak with this new system. So we'll see. We'll see.
How exciting is that? People, the audience is getting to hear this whole new scheme of things we're going to have, laid out.
Be
for
more
them.
Interactive in the conversations.
I wouldn't really say they're interactive because they're just still listening.
Well,
so
yeah, well, they're gonna have.
To well, stuff. No, I mean if it records video and you guys well, yeah, do maybe. Stuff on video, Jack can put it on YouTube and get you guys going on a YouTube audience. Because I'll tell you what, like the YouTube audience does not cross over to podcasting very well, and vice versa. So. Like there's like cool. I put my stuff on YouTube and they're like they'll say things like hey, you haven't put out a show in weeks, what's going on? I'm like, sucker, I put out a show every other day, it feels like. You just look in the wrong spot. I'm not a YouTuber, I'm a podcaster, right. You know what I mean? Like I disdain YouTube to begin with, so like when people try, like it just bothers me.
Way
like,
to build up the YouTube audience, right. That we have.
Hey. No, it's not the YouTube people. I disdain YouTube at Google, and so like it's just they catch the fire. I guess they catch the fire. They get caught in the crossfire.
I think one of the things I'd like to know is like, is there an AI form of video so that, you know, we can type somebody else's face on ours so that, you know, because we have faces for radio, you know?
Yeah, you definitely do. But like,
here's the problem right now how I look.
here's the problem with that. One, it's not available yet, but two, what's going to happen is if when it becomes available, you're going to start messing with it and you're going to start making yourself look better than what you actually do. And then you're going to get all these thirsty hoes wanting to
there's no chance in hell that we're going to be able to make ourselves more better than what we
I'm telling
now.
You, you're going to be like, the option will be like, do you want this realistic or do you want this to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger? You're like, yeah, let me try Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're like, oh, I like the way that looks. And then you're just going to go with it. And all of a sudden, everybody's going to think you guys are like bodybuilder truckers. And then in the reality, you're going to show up at a conference because you're going to have this huge platform. They're going to invite you to some kind of like trucker conference. You're going to show up and they're like, wait a second, where's the guys? Oh, this is us.
Yeah, no, that ain't gonna happen.
This is their stunt double.
Yeah, I'm the crash dummy.
Oh my god!
I got hipster over here and knees going out. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah,
we should be on wheelchairs.
Just call us head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Jeez. Electric scooter, electric wheelchairs with gear shifts on it.
There you go. Hammer Lane Legends wheelchairs.
Dad's like, I don't shake my hips on purpose. It's just the way I walk.
Right. Yeah, let me tell you what.
These hips do not lie. Oh, man.
Yeah, we got something going on here with that song.
It's a little different, though, if you go that other way.
Yeah, it is a little different.
If look I at should... you, Shakira. Holy crap. Pulling that out of the bag. Wow.
I saw something with Shakira recently. Or was it J-Lo? I don't remember. It's something crazy, though. Something probably irritated me, so it's best not to bring it up.
Shakira evaded taxes for years.
Did she really? Congrats on that. That actually is a bravo. Good job.
Well, that's all these millionaires that do that. They evade taxes.
Yeah, they should. Taxes are highly illegal.
Yeah, but then she got caught and has to pay like.
Yeah, well, they all get caught eventually.
I think
Al Capone
just recently out in Montana. You know, the ATF and the IRS raided a gun shop out there.
Really?
For a particular gun, they wanted they were one of the biggest online sellers.
Wow!
And they wanted the records of people that bought stuff.
Yeah, see, that's where it's going. That's where it's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm told I'm not supposed to be political on the show.
No.
And you know what I tell them? And then, have a coke and a smile.
And then you have a show like with Toot Toot, right?
Exactly.
Did you hear that one?
No, I am waiting until I put that one out to listen to it.
Oh my
word. Strap in and hold on, baby.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
I didn't have to say much, but I agree with him.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You can't get mad at him. He's from the UK.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, he isn't. He's from California. Yeah. So is everybody else crossing the border.
Well, I don't think he crossed the border that way.
Not, yeah.
He had to cross one to get in.
He came in the right way. Oh my word. So how are you doing, Tony? It's really good to talk to you. I actually haven't physically talked to you and since like
Tanya's wedding
time in May, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah, there? I think. No.
Yeah, you was.
He was up here in November for Tanya's wedding.
No, when Jack moved.
Yeah, I came up here. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. March.
Oh, when was that?
March.
Yeah, okay.
We're in June. It's 2 months. Yeah, that's 8 weeks.
You had those two guys coming in the studio. Who are those two guys again? The two guys that were in the studio.
Zach Glasgow and Hector.
Oh, yeah.
The shipper's like, I don't know. I don't remember yesterday. You want me to remember 2 months ago? I feel the same way.
It's many a guest ago.
It is many a guest ago.
Was that
for
a good,
your memory.
Yeah. Was that a good show or did they suck?
Oh, they were good shows.
I was trying to get you to bust their chops on air, but
this is Hammer Lane Legends. We don't do a bad show.
Zach had to come back in because, like, at the very end of the first time he came in with his brother, the power went out.
Are you serious?
So they lost the show.
Josh. Yeah. Josh and Zach. Yeah, the power went out. That's when. The big power failure here in Shoeville.
Yeah, they got through like a 2-hour show, and at the very end, the power goes out when they're like getting ready to close it, and lost everything. Yeah,
but the power was like it blinked. It didn't even go off like completely out. It just blinked, and we lost the show because it wasn't safe.
That's wild.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Oh, I was so freaking ticked. And then after that, now my freaking computer, if I let it fall asleep, I can't turn it back on. I have to literally unplug it.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a new computer.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know, we did put the requisition in for Merkle Media.
Apparently, hasn't made its way up.
Yeah,
to the
it hasn't.
The requisition form has been submitted.
It's been held in limbo for a while.
Well, I wonder if that's the producer's fault. Like, has he not just passed it up the chain of command?
Nope.
It hasn't reached the top floor yet.
I'm actually one of these days. I'm gonna do it and. I just need send you the bill. What I actually need.
Just give me the credit card number that I charge it to.
Well, you can't. Can you still buy a desktop?
Yeah, you can get desktops.
Okay, I didn't know if you could. And I don't know if I should get a desktop or if I just get a laptop and be done with it. I mean, it's not like it's never going to leave the room. So
yeah, I might as well just do a desktop.
Carry a laptop around with me.
Yeah,
what's that?
A desktop's probably better for you.
I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
see that. He's changing the format of the show, getting us laptops. Holy, getting me high speed internet. Are you high crazy? Internet,
yeah.
Wow.
Chip, you just need internet. That's not even getting high speed. This is just introducing internet to your life.
It's unreal.
Dude, I'm just amazing clicks and he's already at to wherever he went. You know, usually I can order a pizza and come back. I start my banking at 7:00, so I'm ready to go at 9 when it opens.
When the bank opens. It's got to get that connection going.
Sounds like though, if you
got faster speed internet on my cell phone,
let me just put the shipper walks faster. Over it by hand.
Oh my god!
And you should walk the check to the place that he's paying the bill for before his freaking internet hooks up.
Oh man!
You know it's
but at least you don't have that annoying.
That's true.
Sounds like Jack's going to be making a pilgrimage to Pennsylvania to get you set up for a new computer.
Yeah,
my wife and I would love it.
Oh no, I was talking to my dad, not you.
What are we talking about? I'm not everybody's technical support.
All right, you want to hear another story?
I don't know. Do I? Does it involve me buying you another computer?
No. I just need somebody to set it up because here. You're going to love this one. Strap in. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. I called, what was our service? Verizon. You know, bitching at them that the service was slow and this and that and everything else. And I said, it's got to be the router. Okay. And they said, well, read the serial number off. And then next thing I hear, dead silence. And the guy on the phone says, they haven't used those routers in 15 years. I'll send you a new one. Okay. I'll send you a new one. You know where that router is? In the box that he sent, because my wife says I'd have to set it all up again and change the password. So we haven't even done that.
Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
I really
No, I do not like change.
I really feel like we found guy. We found somebody that is worse than dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, less technologically advanced than me. I am like the Elon Musk in this room. Between Shipper and me.
Hell yeah, I want everybody in the world listening right now to hear this, because listen, just know if they can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. We are the redheaded stepchildren.
What Tony actually means is if we can make them do it and make them sound good, you can do it.
Unbelievable.
I honestly, I would love, you know, if Jack, you know, could come up to my place and get me hooked up with something, I will give him the Cabela's charge card. He can charge whatever the frick he needs and have at her. If I can cook like this and bang, it's there before I even got my fat finger off the mouse, I'd be in hog heaven.
Jack.
I'm making faces at Tony right now.
When you get to Pennsylvania, buy me a hat.
Yeah. That sounds really intriguing.
Oh, and I want a crossbow. And
this trip is for me, my friend.
I got quote unquote you. It's already in stock in the basement. I got the alligator skin to prove it.
Oh my god!
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. Yeah. We are pretty technologically
illiterate.
We are way behind.
You know, I sign out on my computer on the truck. You know, and the people, and that's real slow. It's like I'm at home. It's like, you know, I never left.
Yeah, you're comfortable there.
Yeah. So you got to move the truck around a little bit to get a signal. It's good.
Shipper and his brick size.
Shipper has a pizza being delivered to his truck. And they're like, Shipper, what are you doing having the pizza delivered at work in your truck? And he's like, well, it's just like at home. I just order pizza whenever I log out of computers.
Yeah. Right.
I figure that way I get something eaten.
And half the time I don't log out because I'm afraid it won't go back on.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Well, this has been really enlightening, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been great.
Talked about everything about a truck.
Yes, we have. Well, we have actually really missed you, Tony and Jack. It's been, you know, it's been lonely up here living with your mother. Mm. So
I told you, Tony, you need to buy some more property so they can move down there and put up their little Ponderosa house.
I was just looking at 1,500 acres before I came in.
Well, I was going to say, he only needs to mow a half acre.
He ain't even mowing that much. The size of a tent will do.
Mm. Oh, I got a trailer with your name on it then.
There you are. A double wide, you know, knock the wheels off.
Double wide.
Listen. Down here, if you got a trailer, man, you're doing good, because literally like 2 miles down the road from me, there's a guy that lives in a shed right off the road. I'm talking like a guy he lives in a shed. He's got a mailbox, everything. That's where he lives, in a shed. Wow. And we have other people on my road that live in campers right off the road. So listen, you got a trailer, you're good.
You see how up to date the area that you live in is? There, you live in an area full of minimalists.
Yeah, I like it.
That is fantastic. And who said that Tennessee is behind in times and not progressive? They're
minimalists. Hey, take that word out of your mouth.
Progressive or minimalist?
You can sell this house, take the money, go over to Tom Shavers, and just pick up your vehicle on the way down to Tennessee.
Sell the house.
But before you go, transfer the high-speed internet to my house. get the fiber optics over to my place, will you?
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you
then should. I can live a minimalist lifestyle.
You get yourself an RV, and all you got to do is worry about where you're going to hook up to for the electricity and where you're going to drain your poop out of.
Yep.
Where are you going tonight?
I'm just going to pull up in front of Tony's house. This is just me like National Lampoon Vacation.
Yep, shitter's full.
Run that home. Gosh. Oh, Tony's parents are back.
I'll have to warn my redneck neighbors that my rednecker parents is coming.
Yeah. The guy in the shed's gonna give Tony the heads up. Hey, new motorhome coming through.
Yeah. Hey, guy in the shed, just let you know, my parents are coming. Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, kind of rocky there. It, like that Iraq that threw rocks at the when they made the turn or whoever. What was the pitcher's name?
I don't know. Oh, this latest one or what?
Yeah, yeah. Who was saying that? And the guy actually took the truck through the house or took the front end off the house or whatever.
Wow.
Took the porch off. No, it was on one of our shows. Jack.
I don't even
porch remember. We need Jack. You guys are the host of the show.
4 weeks ago, a month ago. You sound like every...
Oh, Jesus. You know, between that and what they call...
Oh, the guy in Iraq.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah. What they call the guy that the house was that he had to turn in? And
I honestly don't remember.
Oh my god, I gotta listen to that one too now again.
You listen to it?
I know.
This is a great opportunity for you to engage your listening audience and say, listeners, if you remember what we're talking about, email the show and let us know.
Email the show because I need to know what they call the Porter Johns because you know the Starbucks was the green beans and.
Was it like Hot Box or something like that?
What's that?
Was it like Hot Box or something like that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
This is the questions we ask.
Hi, Sam. Can you please email us and just let us know what you said on your show?
Was with Sam them? Or Dan? Wasn't
Dave?
Wasn't the other guy Dan?
The guy before Sam.
The one was
Sam.
The bobtail guy.
Yeah, the guy before David. Sam.
Yeah. Oh, with David?
Yeah. Well,
it began with a D. It was Dave, Dan, yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
Ted Williams? No. He wasn't a pitcher.
Wow. I might have to cancel this show.
When you're talking to two guys in their 50s and you're going, remember? No, I don't. I don't remember yesterday. I don't remember what I ate for dinner. I don't remember. No. So don't ask me what if I remember the name of
green
a show
beans
that we did 3 weeks
chops.
Ago. It's like, what the heck?
All right. Now, I'm moving on.
Thank you. I don't
gladly.
I don't have Tony's memory or Jack's.
Right. Well, they're young whippersnappers. This is
they
why
are young whippersnappers.
This is why they outshine us. This is why Jack moved to Tennessee to be with a bigger show.
Yeah.
I've got to get away from this fault crime crap.
I'm a star and I must shine.
Right.
Yeah, a star is born.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
That's it.
So when are you moving down here, Dad?
Ooh.
When is Shipper moving down there? I don't know.
Are you like putting me up for adoption or something? I'm not sure what's going on here.
Is there something we need to
know?
Let's just say if you got 15 acres and it's, you know, very good woods for hunting, my kid will be down there in an hour and a half. He's already moving.
Shoot, hunting, man.
He's gonna load up a pickup truck in the boat and he's gone.
I do hunting off my back deck.
Yeah, that's true. For raccoon.
I send your mom out hunting every weekend. She goes and she brings the meat home.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
You're the progressive hunter gatherers.
Yeah. Well, she's the hunter gatherer. I'm just progressive.
Right.
I'm progressing to the grave quickly. Or should I say she's progressing me to the grave quickly.
You're progressing to a hip that is hopefully in repair.
Yeah, will hopefully work.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the update on that?
19-year-old hip and a 50-year-old man.
We have the technology. We can rebuild him. Yeah,
you might not come back as Brian.
Nope. I'm going to come back as somebody.
Brianna.
That kind of operation.
They're like, they went a few inches to the right, and they're like...
So we had Tony's transition show. We will now have Brian's transition show.
Like father, like son, like son, like father.
Wait a second. I'm not sure what I like the sound of this. When did I do a transition show?
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah? Shoot.
We did Tennessee last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The last show that we did with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sir. Tony's transition.
Mm.
Oh,
we need to stop talking like that.
Tony's like, no.
I really hope the audio sounds good right now.
You're the ones in control of that.
Yeah,
that's true this time.
Yeah. Anybody listening right now, we're doing a new system, so if it doesn't sound good, it's Jack's fault.
The sound quality is going through this sound Nazi Tony.
Wow.
That's the first time Tony's been called the sound Nazi in a while.
Yeah, that's
not me.
First time I talked to Tony in a while. So hold on. There's more to come.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Ship's got that way about him. He's a people person.
That's it. So how bad was
don't worry, Jack. Jack already marked that. I got to take that out.
Oh, no. Sound Nazi's fine.
So far, you haven't done anything too bad at Ship. So you're doing pretty good.
Give him time.
Yeah.
Give him time.
I won't. Yes. He's got.
Yeah. Tony's like, okay, show's over.
Gotta go.
I was offended. I read the Apple. Well, that was with Mike. He was saying about the Apple comments. I should be less politics.
Yeah. That was Mike. Yes.
So my only politics for today is, so 4 years ago, you were worse off than you are today. Huh? Eh? Questions, comments? Email the show.
Email. Oh, saying,
so who said that you should be less into politics?
Somebody commented on, I guess, Apple.
We don't care about that stuff. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm going with. Tony's answer for 500, please.
Listen, here's the thing. You are a single person putting out a voice to the entire world where thousands of people listen to you, and they're all individuals. You cannot shape who you are as an individual for 1,000 individuals. And they, and on their end, they're receiving you as an individual, and they're an individual. It's a one-on-one kind of gig for them. But for you, it's a one on 1,000. So you're never going to make everybody happy. Now I understand if you're getting crazy and stuff with talk, you know, whatever, common sense, but like at the end of the day, you're not going to make everybody happy. So say you cut, you know, the political commentary completely out. You're still going to say something that's going to piss somebody off.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a bad review on iTunes about you. And they'll make up a complete lie about you just because they don't like you. And you're never going to make everybody happy.
That is the truth. That, which is why we don't read the comments anymore.
Yeah, no, it's best just not to. Like, I in all honesty, like, I've moved so far away from reading comments on my stuff because it will drive you mad because you just come to realize that it's literally not realistic for you to care to read them. I mean, it's like they're just going to say, there's always going to be somebody that's going to say something that is just isn't true or just, they don't like you. Like all they would have to do is like somebody listening and Brian Merkel here, he says something about like, yeah, tomorrow when I go to church, I'm like, oh my gosh, he goes to church. That's it. Canceled. And they just leave a bad review. This guy, he's a Christian. So, he's canceled. And it's just like, you're just going to make somebody upset. Like, and you could be like, you could say something and just because they didn't like how you said it, somebody that is a Christian goes on there and says, he says he's a Christian. It's just, you're going to make somebody upset with anything you say. So like, I'm probably getting you a bad review right now. They're probably going to my show to give me a bad review too. Don't worry, sucker. I'm not going to read it.
Well, that's the funny thing with the reviews is I used to really, I used to go through them and read them. And after, you know, one or two of the ones, it's like, I don't know. I just can't. I just don't anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, like, and it's human nature, but you read through comments, and most people that listen to the show, they listen because they like the show, and it's unfair to them because you wind up commenting mostly back to the negative stuff, trying to defend yourself instead of saying thanks to the people who show love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, or changing how you host the show just because you have a couple of you know, you people who don't like it, and there's thousands of people that do like it.
Yeah, and you just like you just come to the acceptance that it's like, listen, not everybody who hits play is gonna like the show, and they're free to leave just like they were free to come. And you only want the people who like you. You know, like that's just kind of how it is. So if they don't like you, that's cool. There's another show out there they can find and that they'll like. And, you know, if they want to crap on your house before they leave, that's their prerogative. There's nothing you can do about it, you know? I mean the negative reviews. Is,
so hopefully there is no crap on the house. Literally.
No, I mean, because like I view everything as like coming to my house. So like, they came to your house and stuff, and if they want to insult you on the way out, that's, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's up to them. I mean, I just, in my own head, I mean, I've listened to a bunch of podcasts, and I have never felt the need, if there was one that I didn't care for, that I had to make a comment that I didn't care for your podcast. It's like, I can move on to something else. I don't have to be negative. I mean, you have an audience and you have people who like your show. Okay. It wasn't my cup of tea. I'm moved on and I'm not, there's no harm, no foul. I don't care. And yet there are people who that's their life. It's like, why is this your life? Why is your life having the need to have to you know, poop on what somebody else is doing because you didn't like it? They offended you. They said something. Somebody said something. It's like, okay. You know, like Tony said, you know, you're going to offend people no matter what. I mean, in today's day and age, you can't walk down the street without offending somebody.
Just
walk down the street and keep your mouth shut.
Like literally, you know? Just like 2 weeks ago, my show, there were several emails and comments on social media of people boycotting my show. They literally went on social media and emails to say, we're putting you right with Target. We're boycotting you. And I'm like, you guys are so and the reason why was because they heard a commercial that was played that I have no control over that was for the June Pride stuff. And they're like, you know, I thought that blah, 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 blah. I'm like, sucker, I don't have any control over those pre-made ads that go on my show. Like, and I'm like, you want to boycott? Like, I appreciate people who are enthusiastic about their beliefs and they want to boycott and everything. And congratulations, you got the boycott bug. You boycotted Bud Light. You're boycotting Target. You're boycotting whatever. But like, I'm not that dude. You don't like go ahead. But you're just being dumb. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You're barking up the wrong tree. Like, I'm the guy that goes to city council to speak to my city council about child grooming. Like, that's what I do. I don't talk about it on my show and stuff. You don't know it. So you want to go boycott me, go ahead. But when's the last time you spoke to your city council about the child grooming going on locally? I do that, sucker. I do that. Exactly. I'm that dude. Anyways, this is your show.
It's like, you know, people complaining, you know, it's like, do you send a hate mail to your TV company who's you know, you're watching TV on their channel? And all of a sudden there's one of these commercials for something like that. No, because it's out of your control and it's out of their control. They just, whoever bought the spot, that's what gets played there. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
one other thing.
It's just goofy. I agree with you, Tony. But
why does everybody get a month, but yet we only have one day for Veterans Day, Memorial Day?
Well, those are 2 days then.
But everybody else gets a whole month.
Well, it's because everybody else is more important.
Really?
That's the belief, I guess. Yeah. There goes half of our listening audience.
November, thank a vet for his service.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Servicemen that gave their life never got out of their uniform, but they only are allowed 2 days.
Yep. Amen.
I'm done talking there.
That's all I have to say about that. Let me ask you guys a question. Make a hard steer to the right, just so that we can
the alt right.
Air brakes.
Jack goes alt right.
Complete this circle.
No, because I mean, just to try to salvage your episode here.
This episode brought to you by.
Let's be honest. Tony,
this episode is brought to you by Pfizer.
No, I am curious though. How bad was the smoke up there, like last week or whatever it was? I mean, could you actually see smoke?
Oh, it was like LA. I almost thought Gavin Newsom was going to come out and talk.
And here we are back in the left lane.
I told you, he turned to the right. He went further, Tony.
We went so far right, we came back to the left. We made a full circle. Oh, that's so funny.
Is that about summer up?
In all honesty, though, I was seeing I didn't know there was an issue up there until Jack had told me, and he showed me a picture of the Philadelphia Phillies stadium. I was like, holy crap, it looked like real thick smog. I mean, was it it just like driving through fog at night?
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it wasn't real dense fog. I mean, it didn't really.
You didn't really notice it in the night.
Yeah, it was
more so in the day. It was you go to sleep in the daytime. I can get a good night's sleep because it's all yellow here.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of like, you know, that haze in the air, and it did make the sunshine kind of look like it was yellow.
Yeah,
it was weird.
It was weird.
And you know, I mean, out here, you know, you couldn't, like, when mom goes to me, oh, you know, driving to work, I couldn't see the mountain up there in Hamburg.
You know, quarter mile visibility at the most if you were lucky.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Yeah. You know, it was hazy, but it felt like, you know, Silent Hill. You know, I was like, yeah, you know.
Because I said, you know, this is what the Smoky Mountains must look like.
Well, that's because we literally had Smoky Mountains. Right.
No blue, no more blue mountains. Yeah.
No blue, no nothing. Blue, no smoke. Sir.
And it was not smoky from the distilleries that people are, you know, burning there and making their own freaking moonshine. No, not like down there in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. Oh, they don't.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
We got to thank our fellow people up north there, Canada. Thank God we have great emissions around here to keep our air clean.
That's right. Not like up in Canada.
Yeah, or not over in China where we're, you know, the jet stream blows that shit right across. That's why California is wrong. Jason, this is my last episode. Where's Mike Dre?
She was like, I don't care. I'll just go drive my truck tomorrow morning. It don't matter to me. This is funny.
Yeah, that's just politically incorrect shit.
No, am I saying anything that's not true?
No, I agree.
Just, thank you.
Incorrect.
It's just touchy.
It's just funny.
Hey, strap in for this one. We're going this round. Okay. Our boy Lurch Fetterman, okay,
yep,
said something, was on tape saying something. They asked him a question about 95.
Yes.
Oh, my freaking God. Between him and Biden stumbling, mumbling.
Long live the queen.
Holy shit. Long live the queen. She died.
Wow. I saw that. Did you see that, Tony?
I saw that.
God save the queen.
Hey, hold on. Guys, listen. You don't know what queen he was talking about. There might be a queen somewhere in a small country that he was just made aware of that he was calling. When you're the leader of the free world, you care about all the kings and queens of all the countries. You don't know. Yeah. You guys are just assuming he's talking about the Queen of England that just recently passed. You guys are so ignorant.
Right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I absolutely am, because I didn't know he could be talking about the chessmen pieces from Pepperidge Farms. That's a whole nother issue in itself. Yeah, sure.
That was a whole debacle. That was just me. But hey, Mrs. Shipper got to the bottom of that.
Betty Crocker got right to the bottom of that, baby.
She did. Thank goodness she was there to save the day. And they straightened it all out.
That's it.
She told him, you shorted me two cookies, and I sent her two cookies in the mail.
You got it straightened out.
Oh, friggin' it. Yes.
Pictures and all.
Yes.
It took a while to download those pictures and upload them.
I was actually sitting at the Fuel Island this morning, and Fueler Bob was telling me about the Fetterman 95.
Oh, my thing, God.
You know, his little speech there as he.
It was rough.
95. 95.
I'm pretty sure that was like a song or something, right?
It sounds like it.
Sounds like it, right?
Sounds like 1985.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he just had the wrong year.
Yeah, he's mistaken.
Yep. Bowling for Soup, 1985. Great song, great group.
Bowling for what?
Soup. Dude, soup Google nuts. It. YouTube it.
We're back.
It's not worth my aggravation to try punching at him.
You would do it any other show, Ship. look it up and start playing it.
Exactly.
Only because he has strong Wi-Fi at Dad's house.
That's true.
Well, no, actually not. I only got two bar. Yeah, I only got two bars here.
I got Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Dad, all this time you haven't even shared him the Wi-Fi?
Oh, hell no.
Wow. That's the kind of co-host friendly relationship we have going on here. You won't even let the man use the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi password here?
I will have to share the Wi-Fi. I never thought about it until you just said it right now. And you said you only had two bars.
Wow. That's all right. I don't know how to put it in any way to get it.
I rest my case.
Shipper, if he's treating you this way, imagine what he says behind your back. My Lord.
I got pretty big shoulders. I can take it.
Jeez. Well, my dad said, he's like, I was sitting over at the fuel island. I was like, I know we're not standing at the fuel island the way that hip's looking.
Nope. I just stay in my fucking truck, Bob.
That's it.
Yeah, oh, sir. This is not a walkable hip. You know, no. This is just, you know, practice hip.
Minimal steps as required.
Yes, sir. I'm a minimalist. That's what
in
I'm
a,
saying.
In a few months, though, you'll be doing jumping jacks. You'll be good to go.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know.
He should be able to shave 15 minutes off his dropping hooks.
Oh, he's going to be losing money because he got his new hip.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. You brought up 95. How's that looking? Is the traffic horrible now or what?
Well, they all got to get off there at Aramingo Avenue. But what they're doing is they're backfilling the ramp. You know, bringing this is the challenge I'm waiting to see. They're going to bring some kind of stone and glass in and just fill that whole thing up and make three lanes each way and then put the bridges on the ends, redo the bridges, and then start moving inward to get the traffic moving.
It has increased traffic, you know, yeah, like on 78 and everywhere else because they have to avoid going down 95. So they're,
somebody come in, you know, all up the entire East Coast, like out of Georgia, Florida, whatever.
Yeah.
I was saying to your dad, you know, I'm seeing these boats, you know, big, huge boats going up and down the interstate that you don't normally see.
Yep.
And it's probably the reason, well, you know, if they got to avoid 95 in Philly, well, we just take 78 to 81, 83 or 81 all the way down to 77 and then cut across. We just blow right around to, you know, DC, Richmond, and then get back on.
Traffic was really noticeable last night, you know, Friday night. I mean, that way people know what day it is, but it was, you know, Friday night traffic was worse than I've seen it. You know, even on a holiday weekend.
But wait, there's more. Crazy. The holiday weekend's coming up. Yeah, we're going to throw in the construction.
It's gonna be exciting.
Pennsylvania now has got a 2-for-1 offer. You know, for every one bump we have, we cut it out, we make two. you know, cut it out, put the piece of concrete up on a dump truck, haul it away, and we fill it up, and we can't even make it level.
Nope. It is amazing. It is amazing. You know, they've been working on this, on the section there on 78 at, you know, Lehigh Street and, you know, Cedar Crest Boulevard and all that. And that's exactly what they've done.
Right.
It's worse now than it was when they started.
The plan is so much better that they moved out to Chartlesville and is doing the same thing.
Beautiful.
That's wild.
We got to do stuff around here. It's fantastic.
I know none of you guys do this, so I'm curious, though, what North Philly looks like. Because that, I imagine, has some serious traffic going through it. Because people who usually use 95 to hop on and hop off right away to just get to another part of town have to go like down Richmond or something. I just can't imagine like what it looks like. I imagine it's pretty busy.
From what I understand, they have cops at every corner, you know, right around the clock usually.
Wow.
Just directing traffic to keep it going. You know, the big thing is, the businesses that are along there, you know, people can't get into them. People have a hard time trying to get out of them. If they do get into them, you know, it's a debacle.
Wow.
That's why online is much better.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit at home and do it all on your computer. You don't even have to go to the business. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, online. Just creating another truck going on the road to go to deliver their shit.
But, you know, that's one truck delivering five people's packages, and that's five other cars that aren't on the road then. What we need is another shot of COVID.
all of a sudden Fauci pops into this broadcast. Somebody say COVID.
Yep. somebody say COVID.
I'm here for that.
Oh,
Oh, here we go. Strap in for another one. Chip's got another story.
We're gonna do a Jen Psaki, circle back around to this, the smoke issue. Okay. We were putting masks back on. The paper and the cloth mask.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
To protect you from the smog.
Yes. To protect you from the smoke.
The smoke from Canada.
Right.
The Canadian smoke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
you know, that didn't work.
Apparently, it's
the first time around.
They're trying to melt the ice caps up there. That's why they started the fire. They're trying to.
Did you guys
want to know my suggestion on this, Tony?
No, but you're going to tell me.
I'm going all the way. My suggestion, this opportunity poses great success. And here's why.
Uh-oh.
The land, the forest up there are burned out, so that means they're cleared. So all them tree-hugging lovers out there in San Francisco and Washington and Portland, Oregon, can all take their tents, pack them up, and go up to Canada. And they have all that open space they can claim that got burned out.
And they can plant trees.
You can bring all those immigrants coming up out of Texas, you know, illegally, just run the bus right straight up, all right, through North and South Dakota, and you put them right in there. There you go, Trudeau. Have at it.
That works.
You have plenty of open space now.
Chipper has left everybody speechless.
A couple trees, please. Here's a bag of pine cones. Start spreading them around.
Logistics, according to Shipper.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, Garp had nothing on me.
I forget what I was going to say now after that. I'm like, I don't even know what I was going to say.
He has that effect on people.
I'm left speechless.
You ain't the only one. There's a guy in the White House the same way.
Oh gosh. He can't say anything. Oh man, that's funny.
Yeah, we're growing this audience.
So did you guys see that video of supposedly the fires? The satellite video of the fire starting at the same time from all over the country.
No, what fires?
The Canadian fires.
Canadian fires. Okay. There's like satellite video of like the smoke coming up out of the forest, and it looks like they were all started simultaneously, right, Jack?
Yeah, every fire looked like they had, because I mean they were how many miles apart? You know, hundreds of miles or whatever it was.
Bigly miles apart.
And you just see the smoke rise up on the satellite image all at the same time.
Well, look at it this way. They're doing the deforestation program there. You know, they're cleaning up the old underbrush.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what they do that in California. How many wildfires do you see out in California now? Zip. Because we had the real big one, they burned it all out.
I was going to say, that was one that was that shouldn't have happened that way, though. I mean, if they actually did clean up the forest, if you have all these
people there in the prisons, you know, go out there and start picking up sticks, you might not have that issue.
Giant game of pick up sticks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick up sticks, and if they run 15 yards, crack them. Would be an orange Bigfoot going.
I mean, you guys should start a new segment of this week. Shipper saves the world, and just like let him give him 15 minutes of how he would fix things. Like,
yes, sir.
Like this on this week's segment of how Shipper would fix the world, picking up sticks,
orange jumpsuit and sticks.
That's it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a blast.
So how's Pitt?
Ship, I'll let you take that one too. Have at it. Shipper now has a driver facing.
I have an AI camera.
What? What? How are we over here talking about things that are going to get you canceled without you actually talking about on topic things like AI face? Tell me about it.
No, you know,
you have a camera facing you.
Yeah, they got the rear facing artificial intelligence. You know,
how's it artificial intelligence? Tell me about it.
If you nod or take a drink of your coffee or soda more than 4 seconds, it trips off. Now, you know, I don't know what the events are being occurred because
His camera doesn't talk to him no more.
The woman in the box doesn't speak to me.
That's not what you called her. But we'll be polite.
Yeah, the B in the B. You figure it out. It's not that hard.
Bonnie in the box.
Yeah.
The what?
Bonnie in the box.
Bonnie in the box.
Not really. It kind of rhymes with witch.
He's giving you it was giving you an out there, Chip.
It's called layups. You usually take them. They're easy, you know? Anyways.
So anyway, it's hooks up with the lane departures and all that where it's now tripping the camera going off, thinking you're going to drift off the road because you're falling asleep or whatever.
Wow.
It kind of shoots out your eye movement and that, your head turning, you know, in case your head drops down, you know, thinking you're asleep or that stuff, you know. It's the new TI.
Yeah. So when I was there, I remember specifically when the cameras were, you know, in the trucks facing the road and all this stuff, it would be brought up several times. You know, are we ever going to do the face-facing cameras? And they said, absolutely not. That's not on the agenda. We're not doing that. And I was like, all right. That's only a matter of time till they find there's a cost of benefit to it. Like, I don't know, insurance or something. And now what they're saying to you is, we have it, but don't worry. It's not going to be, you know, we're not going to be firing people, blah, blah, blah. They're going to fire somebody at some point for something they caught them doing on the camera.
Well, it's an AI program. It's not a physical camera video staring at you.
Oh, so it's literally
this is what they're telling me. It's an AI system that's set up to watch the driver as however it does it. They don't get a video of me. They only the camera only goes off because it detects
an incident.
So it's like a sensor. So the camera goes off.
Right.
When the camera goes off, what happens? Do they get notified of something? Do they get sent video? What?
It gets. I've seen it because I went over with the guy from safety. You know, and since my camera doesn't say anything to me, I just write down the times of when it went off. You know, because a series of red lights flash.
Okay.
Instead of it just being a green light. So I know some kind of event happened. So when the safety guy shows up, you know, I have a paper, you know, I'm writing down when these events happen because I don't know what the event actually is. And he's went in, you know, to the truck history and started going through and saying, well, this said food and drink. This said distraction. This one said your seatbelt wasn't on. This one said, you know. And goes down a list. You know, the seatbelt not being on was I was in the parking lot at the terminal. You know, so I said, you know, I told him right out. I said, as soon as I hit the gate, I unclipped my seatbelt. You know, which wasn't an issue. They're trying to system out. I mean, I get it because we're having incidents with people being stupid. You know, I kind of get it, but you know, that's these lifers. These lifers that were there that are saying, oh, this, they'll never do this. I mean, I kind of see their point. They almost have to. I mean, there's other trucking companies out there that have rear-facing cameras.
Yeah.
You know,
Saia.
Yeah. Saia, I think Old Dominion, Allen Distribution. They actually have the same Lytics box because I see green light going on with them, you know, going down the road.
Yeah, it's coming to a truck.
But, maybe. I mean... You know, they're trying to make sure the phone, you know, you're not on your cell phone and this and that. And I've explained to them, I says, well, you know, all these new trucks are totally Bluetooth. They're totally hands-free. All the controls are on the steering wheel. You have a smartphone, you know, iPhone, you can tell the phone who to call, when to call, and they call it. So you virtually do not have to touch your phone unless somebody texts you.
And then you shouldn't be touching your phone.
Be touching your phone anyway at that point. You know, but if I have to, I'll actually pull over and I'll make sure the brakes are on. So, you know, I was told that from another person that works at a different company that if the brakes are pulled, it won't send the video
The camera won't recognize you looking at your phone because the truck is stopped. Yeah, oh, okay. The air brakes are on. So occasionally there's, you know, I have family issues going on. I have to, you know, when I hear it go off, I actually sometimes do have to pull over. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I mean, you know, these people thinking, you know, in their own little world, it wasn't coming. They spend all this money on these new cameras, this new technology, and you think they're not going to use it? I can only say to them, what do you want?
What
dope?
Are you smoking?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so.
Jeez.
I mean, you know, I see where they're coming from, and I'm at an age where, you know, it is what it is. It's going to be, you know. I'm going to be one voice saying, no, I don't want this. And they're going to say, oh, okay. Shipper said he doesn't want it, so let's scrap the whole program. No, that's not going to happen.
Nope. That's true. But, you know, that's the exciting things that are going on here. But other than that, you know, we're slow and things are fine. So.
I think they hung up.
No, we're here.
We're just looking.
I'll be right back. I gotta go somewhere real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I think.
All right. Where's AI going?
He's muting. He's muting a channel because it was connected to the thing. I mean, it makes sense, like you said, that they would do something like that because you want safety at least. Not if it's not just for insurance, it's for the drivers, for road safety in general, and if they can minimize distractions, that seems like the way to go. It just kind of sucks because it's like, you know, the little bit of freedom that you felt you may have had, you know, in a truck when you're driving alone, it seems like those little things get taken away, you know, piece by piece. But
yeah, but what the aggravating thing is, you know, you're going down the road, you're doing everything right. You know, the camera's not lit up and the truck passes you and there's the guy with his foot up on the dash watching a video.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And you're there goes that theory.
And, right.
And I think sadly too, sometimes these things, they become more distracting. The more safety things you try and put it after a while, it's like, you just, you know,
well, it's like it's like you're doing your whole driving test all over again with an instructor right next to you. You know, it's like whether or not you've been driving for 20 or 30 years, it doesn't take away some of the nervousness that you could potentially get in trouble or something like that.
Right. Because I actually said, you got the drivers virtually on eggshells because. Yep.
Am I going to get fired? What did I do? You know,
following distance, speeding, lane departuring, you know, this thing, that thing, you know, it's all going to add up and they're going to accumulate. And, you know, finally they're going to start looking at it and saying, well, we need this to slow, you know, we need these numbers to go down. We need this number to go down.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know,
and then it becomes a distraction because all you do, you wind up doing is you're paying attention to everything else, but what you're literally supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as you know, Shipper said, you know, you're looking out your side mirror longer than what the camera thinks you should be looking out your side mirror, and it records that as an incident that you're not paying attention to the road. Well, you're looking out your mirror.
It's recording, you know, but I don't know what.
Well, if it's recording, it's recording as an incident.
Right.
It's got to be recording it's seeing it that you're doing something. And this is where it just becomes so untenable anymore. Where you look at the whole situation, you're like, okay, you know what, we get it. But at some point, all the things that you're doing to keep you from being distracted while you're driving are becoming a distraction while you're driving.
Well, I understand that, but then here's play the devil's advocate of it.
Buy your own truck, right?
Then it's real simple. Then these other incidents should be going down drastically then. You know, we go 3 months without having a wreck or, you know, having an issue. Well, then maybe, you know, it's done its job. So, you know, it is what it is. You're not going to get away from it.
No, of course not. But
it's not a matter of just changing the color of the truck anymore. Right. I mean, most every large major carrier has it.
Well, I mean, I would assume the funny thing is I would think that in the future, they're probably going to start doing that for regular, you know, cars. Look at what they do with Tesla. I mean, if you want it to do, you know, the autopilot thing, you have to be paying attention. They have all the sensors inside to see if you're touching the steering wheel. Like that, that's something that's probably just going to get implemented in general in cars in the future, where it's like you almost need it
because some of these assholes on the road to begin with,
yeah,
they can actually use it.
Yeah, if they're the people with their feet up on the dash, or you know, their phone, you know, playing a movie or something, or you know, doing their makeup. Who knows? Yeah,
yeah.
It's like there's a lot of reasons why you should, you know, pay attention to the road. You know, namely that you could die.
Tony jumps into his Tesla there, and he puts his pig in the driver's seat and straps it in. Tesla. You know,
we don't do Tesla down here, my friend.
He's driving to the store.
But he does let the pig drive.
Yes, we do. That's funny.
He gets actually. A minute if he's going to get pick up bacon.
the amount of pork he has in his freezer, he doesn't need to pick up bacon.
That's right. And the pork I have in my backyard.
Yeah.
The pork you're growing.
Pre-processed pork.
There you go.
Free ranging. Yeah. Like chicken, but a little different.
Oh, he's got those too.
Yeah, he does.
All he needs is one or two steers and then he's good to go. You know, he's got the cows, the pigs, and the chickens.
And get a couple of llamas. Then you just have the llamas running around.
Yeah. What do you need a llama
for? Make it a farm. Who knows? Why not? I mean, people are doing llamas. That's why he's looking at that, else,
other,
you know?
That other spot there.
Yeah, the giant farm. Yeah.
Alpacas, you know, whatever.
Alpaca you.
Good.
I'm sorry, Tony. Go ahead. You're the guest.
What were we just talking about? Before facing cameras and vehicles. Yeah. I don't think that's a far stretch because of what they have already approved. Back in, I think, 2021, the new infrastructure bill, there, it has a mandate for kill switches to come in all newly manufactured cars in 2026. And so, like, they're putting kill switches in cars so that they can turn the car off if they need to. And
the car does that now.
Yeah, but I mean, this is now it's going to make it so the cops can get to it and do it immediately.
Yeah, so if they're willing to overreach in that direction, they're definitely going to eventually put something.
Yeah,
and they're going to start it out with, better insurance on. So people will get people to opt for it. So instead of making you do it, they're going to say, if you do this, you can go from $100 a month on your car insurance down to $20 or something.
$99.50.
No. They'll make it so drastic. They'll do it like. If they want everybody to get a new iPhone because of the features put on it for more control and stuff, they're going to make that iPhone super dirt cheap to get. It'll be a no brainer. Yeah, of course I'm going to upgrade. And that's what they'll do with this too. And they'll make it so obvious. It's like, if you get this, you pretty much have no car insurance bill to pay and things like that. And then they'll just get everybody on board with it that way. And then there'll be a whole generation of kids who grow up in a world where they know nothing but having that in the car. And 20 years down the road, it's just normalized. That's the way everything works. I mean, there's 20-year-olds walking around today that were born after 9/11. They literally don't know what a world is without the Patriot Act. They don't know. If you could be like, oh man, I miss what it was like in 1999. And they're like, don't know. Yep. All I know is daddy government overreaching into my life. And I like it because I was raised that way.
That's the way it is. They don't even know daddy government's overreaching into their life.
Govern me harder, daddy. That's what they say. Jeez.
What? I'm not gonna go there because that's derived from something else.
We already ran through transitioning shows, so let's just skip that.
Life's good though.
That's fantastic. You've been doing okay, Tony. You and your wife and the kids. Everybody been doing okay?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're down.
You use Lindsay's name on the radio, right?
Yeah.
On your show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
Okay.
Yep. They know.
Oh, hey, how's your buddy with that 50 cal?
Which one? I have several friends with 50 cals.
So. I don't know. I just know one of them that you said that you had it standing up in his studio or whatever.
Yeah, he's good. I was just over at his house. I was just down in the armory like 2 weeks ago, and he was working on my gun for me, and the door prop is still there. But
is he the driver?
Yeah, I think he drives.
No,
is he the guy's driver, or is that?
No, the driver is our other friend. But by the way, yeah. Josh should come on your show sometime. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
yeah. I was just gonna say we need
have
to
have that producer. You know,
yeah. I mean,
reach out to him.
The producer's down there, and you know, he could reach out to him, and you know,
he doesn't have to touch him; just reach out.
He might get shot if you touch him.
Yeah, well. Hey man,
but no,
yeah.
Hey man.
They're good, and I was just at my other friend Steve's house. He has a 50 cal as well. In fact, the driver that will be on the show, there's a video of him on my Instagram holding a 50 cal, shouldering a 50 cal and firing it shirtless, and he's a large individual, and it was a glorious video.
It's very funny. Yeah.
Like amber waves of grain, but a little different.
Beautiful. He is a beautiful specimen, and I love it.
Yeah. He's a truck driver.
That's it. I'm talking about grains of the bullet, not you know, anything else. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we'll go there.
All right, we'll go
50
there.
Caliber, and you need to reach out and touch the person 3 miles away.
Hey, man, brother.
Dad, I'm gonna,
dude.
Dad, I'm gonna text you this video right now. Yeah, I'm gonna send this over. This is great radio.
This is great radio. Silence. It's always good. It's always good. Jack, how have you been doing while you're down there too? You doing okay?
I've been good. Enjoying my time.
Man.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Just a lot.
Yeah, just a lot.
You see that video?
I do.
That's a man after my own heart right there.
That's awesome. That's
I think I might have to make a ride down to see there. We're going to go on a whistle stop tour.
Hammerland Legends on the road.
It was a big event at our buddy's Opie. Opie, he has a YouTube channel called Opie in the Smokies, and he had a big event, and they had the 50 cal there, and Josh picked it up, and they all were like, "You gotta do it shirtless." So he took his shirt off and made that legendary video. I think it has a
great video.
Awesome. Here's a thought. I just thought of this. We could probably go down and get this trip paid.
Wait, what?
We could.
Yeah. Yeah, we swing by Delaware and tell them that, hey, we're going to be stumping for Biden. We can take the money and run down there. And we say, yeah, you know, you don't want to vote for Joe. And we did what we said. We were going to, you know, say something about Joe. And trip's paid for. Isn't that how they do that with Ukraine?
Okay, all right. Now I'm tracking. Okay. I'm like, wait a second. Is this some kind of like IRS loophole that I don't know about?
Well, you know, there are 87.
new age.
Oh, I lie. 85. We cut it back by 2000.
We didn't have the money for it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because they had to pay for all that ammunition. So they had to cut back a couple thousand.
Right. Exactly. You know, when you're buying a billion rounds of ammunition for the teachers union, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, it's like, why does the teachers union need a billion rounds? I don't know.
Did that really happen?
But, yes, there's a bunch of different
organizations. Teachers unions were using their pension funds for.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Slinging lead.
I mean, it's crazy when the government is buying, you know, a billion rounds for the Postal Service, a billion rounds for all these different government agencies.
But the agencies that they should be buying for, you know, are armed services. No, they don't got nothing.
Nope.
Use a pea shooter.
All I'm saying is look it up.
Meanwhile, the military budget is like $850 billion or something like that.
But it doesn't include bullets.
Yeah, it doesn't include bullets. Sorry.
Yeah. Almost $1 trillion.
We need a $1 trillion budget for that because we just leave the shit there when we're done.
Yep.
That's right.
Easier just to leave it.
Don't worry about bringing it home.
Right.
It's good. It's all gooder.
Well, if that's true, then that's concerning because it tells me that they're... Are they buying the rounds for the people that work in those organizations?
No, it's like you know, I think it's their method of storing value, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would think it's something like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Or it's a waste of value. I don't know.
Interesting.
It could be that. Could be.
I don't know.
It could be just, hey, we gotta get rid of this COVID money.
Hush money.
Yes.
Well, that's exactly. That's what Ukraine's for. So,
right. Just wait till Ukraine's done fighting with Russia. We'll be leaving all that shit over there.
When? Never.
Oh no, that'll be a 10-year war.
That's the war that never ends.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any plans at all for Father's Day?
Do I got what?
Any plans for Father's Day?
I don't. Probably cut the grass. All right, you want to come up?
It's a good plan. No, I'm asking. If people can answer. There's three fathers on this show. Well, three fathers can answer the question. Well, I'm the guy with no kids, and I'm asking specifically so you answer.
Father Merkel over here is on his phone there Googling or DuckDuckGoing something. So it's not Shipper on the Google machine. It's Mr. Merkel on the Google machine. I'm just watching this, looking in amazement that he's actually doing this while we're on the show.
Jeez.
And he yells at me for doing it. Go ahead.
That's true.
Department of Homeland Security, 1.6 billion rounds of ammo. How much ammunition does the IRS buy each year? Here's what we know. The IRS did spend about $725,000 on ammunition this year. But that is not unusual and is actually a bit less than what was spent in other years. So the IRS.
The IRS is buying this ammunition.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
all they got to do is come to Pennsylvania and they'll have another million rounds.
So.
Pretty sure Charlie did an episode on this. That's why
he did.
I was referencing what he was saying.
Charlie from Macroaggressions.
Wow. Yeah. Macroaggressions podcast.
Macroaggressions, Charlie. Yes. Yes.
Macroaggressions.
Hats off to him.
Are you listening to that, Shipper?
No.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
You should.
Kudos.
Shipper listens to one show.
Yeah. Ours.
That's the most narcissistic thing I've ever heard. Isn't it? No. He's like, I listen to one show and it's mine. When I put out an episode, I listen to my glorious voice.
That's it. I want to hear my glorious voice.
That's it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. But
I still can't remember some stuff I need to remember. I'm going to have to write it down.
Shipper's that night and he's like, okay, it's buymeacoffee.com. God, what's the rest of it?
/ Farrer Lanes.
He hits rewind, start over.
I'm going to get it memorized.
That's it. That's it.
I don't worry about memorizing it.
Yeah, anyway, we know.
It doesn't show.
We know.
Anyway, I don't really have any big plans for tomorrow, Jackson, to answer your question.
Okay.
I think your sister's coming over after church, so we'll have an afternoon with Tanya and Alex. That'll be nice. It'll be a nice time to. I don't know what we're doing, so.
That's still nice, though.
Well, he's going to smuggle some Uline boxes in here so you can start packing.
There you go. Some Uline boxes and bubble wrap.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
So I can pack my hip. Don't want to damage it.
Oh, man.
Getting ready for the big move down to Tennessee.
There you go.
Whatever that happens, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, all your kids are going to be down here.
At some point, yeah.
It's up to your mom, if it was up to your mudda, we'd have been down there already. But,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let me hold you up.
Hey, buddy.
According to Jack, I got to do is get some high-speed internet, a mic, and I can be in. I'll be at home.
You should be doing your show in your truck.
That's true. Well, not in the truck. I don't think it would work there.
Yeah, why not? If we get a satellite dish for the top of his big boat that he drives out here.
That's true. Maybe that's a good point. You sit in the back of the truck.
Yes.
Just set up a studio. Yeah. Set up a studio in the bed, right?
Exactly.
Well, live.
That's right. It.
There we are.
Hammer Lane Legends Mobile Studio.
We're going live.
On the road again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, me and Willie.
Yes, sir.
What yes, hip. Everything going to be okay, man. Oh, God.
Yes, this is Knees and the Hipster. We're on the road again.
There you are. There's the handle there.
There's
got to be Hipster.
There's got to be a t-shirt in there somewhere.
It's like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. This is the Knees and the Hipster.
Yeah,
we're doing well. Yeah, we're all one piece yet, mostly.
Oh, man.
So anyway, How long have we been talking now?
I don't know.
It's been a little over an hour. Maybe an hour and 10 minutes, yeah. Well, I mean, for the show.
Yeah, we've been talking since 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's why it seems like it's forever.
There will be some of the prelude that will be included in the show. Fantastic. Not everything, but
chop
a good portion of it. Yeah. Well, some of it's just boring talk about the internet that wasn't funny.
How to hook this up.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I really do appreciate you coming on, Tony. Jack, and yeah, it was great having you on too, but Tony was really good to have you.
I'm on every week anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
You know, I came to work on a Saturday just to do this for you. Sure.
Yep, you're amazing. You are
amazing. That's because you love your father. Shut up.
I'll send you your check.
It's okay. Don't worry about that.
When I die and the insurance.
Don't worry. He's got the Biden money funneling in. He's got to funnel it down to Tennessee now.
Yeah. I'm the big guy.
Yeah.
10%.
I'm the big guy. Another guy.
Yeah. Now watch you guys show up at my door.
It could happen. Could happen.
Oh man!
Saying.
Good stuff. Well, no,
I know you got things to do this afternoon. You know, I don't want. Yeah, you know, I didn't want
things to do. People to see.
Exactly.
I got to pick up food in 24 minutes.
That's why I figured. You know, I figured we had to be getting close to that point. So
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say thanks for coming on. I hope you have a happy Father's Day, dude, and thank you so much for the package that came this week.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, so he did funnel some money up here.
Absolutely. Well,
it was in the form of
that's
liquid
that
gold. Liquid.
Exactly. You don't have to black say another
gold.
Word.
Black gold.
Tell people. Texas, tell the people where it came from. Do you even know where it came from?
No. It
came from Tony Merkel.
I read the bag and I can't recall. I did read that.
It's from Cass Brew, Tim Pool's coffee company.
There you go.
Let me pull it up here real quick so I can speak accurately about this episode. Is brought to you by Cass Brew Coffee.
It's not. We can't say that legally.
Why can't you say that? What does
it matter? Can't say it legally if they didn't pay for the ad.
We can do whatever we want. Don't worry about it. He likes us.
Paying for it.
Tim Pool's company. He has a company called Cass Brew Coffee, and I got my dad for Father's Day Appalachian Nights. Coffee.
Yes.
And it is a robust
coffee with smoke already in it.
Hey, I'm trying to do a commercial here, shipper. Chill out. It is a robust dark blend. And
yes,
it is delicious and tasty. So if you guys are interested, go ahead, check it out. Cassbrewcoffee.com.
And I'm saying this from experience. It is all of those things and much, much more.
Yeah, it's actually not Cassbrew Coffee, it's Cassbrew.com. I like supporting Tim Pool because he's a cool dude and he does cool things. So there's
Amen,
that.
Amen, brother. Yep, there is that. And it's good coffee.
Not that he needs my support. He's like a million times bigger than me. But anyways.
But it's still good coffee.
Me and Jack are, they're planning to have me and Jack make a pilgrimage up to their studio for a day. So.
And where's that?
Maryland.
It's undisclosed.
Oh,
in Maryland.
Yeah,
Camp David.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but we'll be doing some work up there for a day with them, and hopefully Charlie Robinson comes in too from Macro Aggressions, and be a whole like Merkel Media invades Tim Cass without the knees and the hips.
Yeah. I was just thinking, the if they're in Maryland, that means I might be able to get my upgrades.
Here's the thing. So Tim doesn't allow cursing on the public portion of their show. So they would have to go off air within 5 minutes. Be like, all right, cut the live feed. You, what's your name again?
Knees?
Shipper?
Knees?
Yeah.
Knees, you're out.
Get out.
Corner over there on the other side of that wall.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
No, what?
No.
Well, if they can't take a joke.
Have a Coke and a smile.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yes, exactly. Well,
is this a typical show?
No.
So Jack's got editing to do.
Oh, I'm not editing a single word. This whole podcast is going up.
There you go.
Just as
is. Yes, that's how he's been doing it lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I listen.
Well, you know what? The best way to hold you accountable, Shipper, is to make sure you understand. I mean, if you say it goes.
It's going.
If I said it must be true, I don't know. Jack, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Jack, the fact checker over here.
Exactly. Yeah. Jack's got the blue check marks, you know? He hands out like candy.
That doesn't stop me. I don't need a check mark.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to wind this thing down. So Tony can get to get the food to get home to this company. So just wanted to say thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to Tony and Jackson for coming on. It was great having you guys on. It was really a blast, and I really appreciate it. It was a great Father's Day gift for me. Yes, this is being recorded just before Father's Day.
Right. I hope doesn't mean it's going out, but it's been recorded.
It's been recorded, and it's now timestamped.
So it's been written. So it's the law.
And so it is.
Yes.
So, with all that being said, we hope
it is what it is.
All right, Shipper. We hope you enjoyed the show. And if they enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do?
Now you can talk.
Oh, they can share the show. Share it with everybody. Friends, enemies, IRS, ATF, whatever.
They already got it.
Yeah. Guys there at 95, filling up 95.
Hey, whatever. Man, just share the show.
Share it. And enjoy.
And enjoy. And so with all that time, being said, there you go, Ship. Go for it.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Ciao.
Ciao.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Nice.